Let us begin with these words, our invocation, calling upon God to be here with us. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The book of Lamentations says this, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Let us go to God confident that He will grant us forgiveness for Jesus' sake. We take a few moments for silent reflection. And we confess. Heavenly Father, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have failed to live in faithfulness, the fruit of your Holy Spirit, in our thinking, speaking, and acting. Yet we would hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Our Lord Jesus revealed his person and ministry through his words and actions. In your great mercy, forgive, renew, and lead us so that we may be revealed as his faith-filled followers to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son Jesus to die for us, and it is for his sake that our sins are forgiven. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. And I do so in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Many people who hear the word faithfulness in a church setting immediately think of the well-loved hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." The hymn was written by a Methodist minister, Thomas Chisholm, who lived from 1866 to 1960. And during his long life, he penned over 1,200 hymns, many of which are still sung today. Although it is almost a century old, the text has a timelessness that is a fitting reminder of the faithfulness of God to his people. Let us rise to sing that hymn.